From thetelegraph.co.uk, MEPs want well-mannered chauffeurs to halt terrorist threat. EU officials want to spend £8 million on a team of 110 liveried chauffeurs after MEPs said they were afraid to travel alone with their ill-mannered Belgian drivers. Officials in the European Parliament's government bureau are planning to hire a new cadre of limousine drivers to ferry 750 MEPs from their apartments to their offices or lunch appointments. Half will be women, recruited from around the EU's 28 states, and they will be given a uniform allowance of around €1,000, that's £770, a year. They will be, quote, loyal to the institution, end quote, and provided with intensive training in the needs of members, specifics of Parliament, and service attitude, amid complaints about the poor manners of the current staff. Leaked documents prepared by Klaus Vell, the German Secretary General of the Parliament, argue that the move is necessary due to the threat posed by the drivers, local men hired through contractors in the current security situation. Quote, members are often alone in the care of the driver, it notes. The use of an external company for transporting members carrying frequently highly confidential documents raised increased concern about security gaps, in particular as Parliament is not the direct employer of the drivers and as such has no possibility to undertake a security screening. The high, nearly uncontrollable turnover of temporary recruited staff is a risk for the personal security of the members of the institution. The new fleet of cars, which currently comprises of top model Mercedes, BMWs and Audis, will be fitted with panic buttons connected to police headquarters and tracking devices, enabling a speedy response should an MEP be kidnapped by terrorists en route to work. However, the document also betrays a more base motivation that the current drivers are insufficiently deferential to the elected members. There have been a, quote, rising amount of complaints from members for the quality of client service, end quote. The text obtained from Politico says, the new chauffeurs will be given language training. The document adds, noting that at present most drivers speak only their native French. Drivers will be trained not only for secure driving in all circumstances, but will receive ongoing training in order to understand the environment they are working in, to ensure their service-mindedness as well as professional behaviour. The current practice of hiring local men does not take into account the Parliament's policy on geographical and gender balance, it adds. Rows over whether their employment terms breach local labour laws are a reputational risk to the institution, it adds. For the first time, MEPs will also be driven the 220 miles to Strasbourg for the monthly sitting in the Parliament's official seat, sparing them using the specially chartered high-speed train. Driving is one of the few jobs available to many of the young Arab men who inhabit Brussels' impoverished suburbs. The city has been on edge since the Paris terrorist atrocities, which were planned and executed from a gang from Molenbeek in the west of the city, and soldiers now guard the European institutions. The policy was a result of a meeting on the security risk facing the Parliament on November 23rd, some 10 days after the atrocity. As a result, the cost of MEPs' transport will increase from €6.8 million a year to €10.5 million. That's about £8.1 million a year. Quote, there have been some incidents and risks established which we cannot go into for security and personal data reasons. So improved security is one reason to internalise the service, end quote. Marjorie van der Broek, a parliamentary spokesman, told Politico. Nigel Farage, the UKIP leader, said if ordinary taxpayers knew how their money was being blasted around in Brussels, they'd come and burn this place down to the ground in disgust, end quote. Catherine Bearder, a Liberal Democrat MEP and member of the Bureau, said, quote, the astronomical costs being quoted are completely unjustifiable. I'm very concerned and will be demanding that this proposal is sent back immediately for closer scrutiny, end quote. But Kaja Kallas, an Estonia Liberal MEP, said, complaining that the current service is too much hassle, with drivers only waiting 15 minutes when the passenger is late. Quote, you have to register your trip beforehand by calling the registration and provide the address of the place you want to go. Then, when you get to the garage and are in an extreme hurry, the staff at the car service takes their time deciding who will drive you to your destination and asks for the address again. She wrote on her blog, on several occasions I've had to show the driver the location on my phone and explain how to get there. End quote. Martin Schulz, the president of the parliament, has two cars with a driver each, a move aide said is necessary because he travels a great deal. He and Jean-Claude Juncker, or whatever, however you say his name, I always get it wrong, the Commission president, faced criticism this year after the Telegraph revealed they sometimes use a private jet for the Strasbourg commute. On Wednesday, a vote on the proposal for the government bureau part of the 2017 budget was delayed, Politico reported, after criticism of the plans from MEPs, including Mr. Farage. Even if the service is approved, the Budget Committee and all MEPs must vote on the plans. Oh, those poor, poor people. Not being able to trust the locals and, oh, you know, they might get an Arab driver and, oh, my goodness me, and in this current climate and, oh, it's so difficult for them. I really do feel for the poor little things. It's such a hassle being driven by somebody who might not speak your language and might not know exactly where you want to go and might not wait like 15 minutes and then wouldn't it maybe better to drive yourself, you lazy...